From the very beginning, the first people to come to Australia, today known as Aboriginals, embarked upon a process of integration with their new land. As well as learning about the climatic changes of their new environment, they accumulated knowledge about the plant life in their surroundings, such as edible leaves, berries, root plants, fruits, and medicinal herbs. As the Aboriginals explored the new land, they named places as an act of self-identification. To understand the process of making the land the focus of metaphysical or mystical insight is the key to understanding Aboriginal religious belief. Beliefs that encompass the rainbow snake. The rainbow being a bridge that connects the celestial to the earth. A bridge upon which only gods might walk. The divine snake being an intermediary between the unmanifest principle and the realm of matter. Cruises down the Rhine provide an excellent view of the medieval castles that were built close to the river's banks. As one travels down the Rhine, on the left and on the right are the magnificent structures that have been standing since the 1200s and later. The land is green and lush, and there is opportunity to visit several small river resorts. We chose Rüdesheim as our stopping point, and a handy taxi drove us to a marvelous bed and breakfast, where we were given a room with a view, a private bath, and a huge down comforter to stave off the evening cold. For it was the end of September, and the autumn chill was in the air. Scientific Greek and Latin names for various compounds that make up the base for drugs have disappeared from the marketplace and are replaced by designer names. Thus, a mucolytic decongestant could end up with a name like Mucoway. Amphotericin, a powerful antifungal drug, is sold to the public as Fungizone. That seems to cover the problem. Names like Lunesta, for sleeping medication, give rise to a vision of the moon, night, yawning, and therefore sleep inducement becomes more romantic. A name like Diarrhyl hits the mark, with part of the word diuretic in the name. Thus, you know exactly what it's for. Face is stark white, with darkly shadowed eyes. Hair cut bluntly in uneven tufts. Bodies angular and tall. The perfect female clothes hanger for these eccentric German designs in a fusion of fabric, leather, and metal with a touch of skin here and there. Uneven hemlines, sleeves, and deeply angled décolletage are the mark of this designer. The big question, will it sell to Mrs. Jones in Topeka, Kansas? It is called the Land of Beauty, the Andes. High in the Andes, many of man's mysteries unfold. See the amazing statue that looms high in the clouds, the Christ of the Andes. Explore the ancient Machu Picchu, when a lost civilization comes to life. Travel the Andes on PBS, 7 p.m., Sunday night.